Boise Mayor Dave Beter, good morning.
Good morning.
What did you learn from the general election and the results of the general election?
Well, that we're in a runoff was not unexpected, and we are. The order was not what I had hoped, but the like I said, the results the same. Mm-hmm. The sort of conventional wisdom was that that more, at least among some people watching politics for a while, more candidates in the race, and there were, you know, seven total, six opponents to me, that would help me, but it did not. I think it took votes from me. I did not, was not really surprised about the initiatives really at all. Yeah, so that was not a surprise at all, really. And now it's amazing. By Wednesday morning, the dynamics were so different. I can't even describe it. I started getting calls from people from all around town.
Calls of support.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, concerns about, you know, my opponent, you know, winning. Just a whole. I mean, it just was, you know, like I said, from that very first morning. You know, we went back out in the field right away, just by Thursday, talking to voters. I went back on doors and back on the phones, and it was really fascinating. It's just fascinating. Like I said, the dynamics are very, very different.
Well, let me ask you about that then. What are you confident about in the runoff election, and what might keep you up at night?
I think anybody that tells you they know what's going to happen in a runoff election in the city of Boise is lying, because nobody knows.
Right. There is no polling.
You know, there's no, not that we have, or like, not that I have access to. So we have a core of very dedicated supporters. We've been back to talk to them, and I've been back to talk to them, and very high percentages, you know, mid to upper 90s are solidly still with me, and planted to vote. So that's a good thing, and we had hoped that, and we've confirmed that. I assume that she also has a core of supporters. What I don't know, there I think are people that are relatively soft supporters of hers, mm-hmm. came out for whatever reason, and may not vote again, or we found that they were very open to talking about issues and hadn't made up their mind. They had said they made up their mind late, and will likely do so again. So those are, then you have the voters for the other candidates, and where they go, I think, is a huge part of this.
I was looking at some old interviews.
Yeah?
Some past conversations that we've had, and this goes back about 8-9 years.
Yeah.
I want to read something back to you.
Sure.
This is a quote from you. When I first decided to run for mayor, I knew that if I didn't want it more than the air that I breathed, I shouldn't do it.
Ah, good quote. Every bit is true now. I have never worked harder, including the very first race, than I have this campaign. If anything, I even want it more, and that's hard. That's hard to believe. It, you know, saying that doesn't sound like it could be possible, but it is. I do remember that, and I still agree with it.
I asked you about your legacy too, and I've heard you say this on a number of occasions. The only legacy you have is?
My daughter.
Is your daughter.
Yeah, I believe that firmly. I find people overly focused on, you know, on that word, and it's meant both ways. You know, what's going to be your legacy, or you're just doing this for your legacy. The things that I've been able to do, and I'm hopeful that we can do more, are for the, you know, the benefit of the city and those that come after us. People rarely know a mayor, even one or two mayors ago, and I don't have any problem with that. The thrill of this job is to go to a park, go to a library, go to some facility, go to an area that we had a hand in developing the right way, and just watch people enjoy it. I've had dozens of those experiences. I'll just walk and go to a park and just sit for a while, or walk around and go to a library and watch people enjoy it. You know, I'll walk from the river down to the Grove and beyond, and, you know, just look at what's gone on, you know, over the last several years, and see people enjoying public places, and like I said, the development that's been done right. So,
do you or your campaign have a map toward victory? Well, if this happens and this happens, then we win.
I think we've described it. We believe that our core supporters are not just staying loyal; they're going to come out, and we're working to get them out, and that her core supporters will. Then there's a group that we have found to be pretty fluid in their decision. They, like I said, they decided late, and either they'll decide late again or they may not come out. And then there's this other very big group. I think it represents 23 or 4% that voted for other candidates, and they will likely determine this outcome.
So you do expect folks who supported one of the five other candidates to actually cast a vote?
Oh, sure. We don't know that. And like I said, if anybody tells you they know what's going to go on in a runoff election in the city of Boise, they're lying, because nobody does know. But, that group, I think, is going to be huge. I do think they'll come out. I don't have any, like I said, no one knows this. And depending on what they do, I think that's going to be the outcome. And I think a large group of those folks have voted for me before.
I'm wondering if a close campaign makes someone a better leader.
That's a good question. This much I know. I've had a great experience. Tough. It's been, like I said, worked harder than I had at any other time. But I've talked to people all over town, across all kinds of demographics, and that is a very good thing. That's the part I've always enjoyed, and enjoyed it thoroughly this time. That will help me should I be successful. That much I know. And that's what's really helpful, and that's what I'll take forward.
Boise Mayor Dave Biederman, best of luck.
Thank you, George.